Killeen's whirlwind day Wednesday began with an early morning introduction on the Chicago campus, slowed briefly at a lunchtime address on the Springfield campus, and ended late in the afternoon in Urbana, where the 20th U of I president surveyed his new home. That home will be in a state facing serious financial problems, and Killeen knows he's entering the presidency at a time of fiscal uncertainty at U of I. But for now, Killeen didn't want to focus on the university's tough fiscal future.
That question is a little premature for me. I'm new, I'm excited, I'm coming in, I'm going to do my homework. Tell the students to do their homework too. I'm a quick study, so I'll get up all the learning curve that's needed to address those kind of issues.
For the last 2.5 years, Killeen has been the head of the Research Foundation at the State University of New York. Prior to that, the Wales native and 3-time NASA award winner spent time at the National Science Foundation, the University of Colorado, and the University of Michigan. That's where Killeen met B. Joseph White, who went on to become U of I's 16th president, and now Killeen's predecessor. White says Killeen's enthusiasm was palpable, especially for research that was a little ahead of its time.
I remember Tim was a guy who was passionate. Even then, he was passionate about atmospheric science. He didn't feel we were doing enough institutionally at the University of Michigan about it. And, you know, passion in a leader is a really good thing.
That passion is what members of the Presidential Search Committee say they were looking for. U of I trustee Pam Strobel co-chaired the committee.
We were looking for someone who could become the chief advocate for public higher education in the state of Illinois and even on a national and global level. And we found that in Tim Killeen.
Strobel says diversity was also a priority for the search team.
We did our utmost to make sure that we had diverse candidates to consider. In the end, we thought that Tim Killeen would make the best president for the University of Illinois, but it was never without a recognition of, yes, indeed, this is a white male.
Killeen will be the U of I's 20th president and the 20th white male to hold the position. He says he'll embrace all the initiatives U of I has committed to, including increasing the level of diversity on campus. But some researchers who study diversity in higher education, including James Moore, say diversity must start at the very top. Moore serves as Associate Provost for Diversity and Inclusion at The Ohio State University and says the only thing standing in the way of increased diversity among university presidents is the will to change. Too often, he says, search committees hide behind the concept of picking the most qualified applicant.
I don't think it's good enough because qualified is one of those very elusive terms. How are we defining qualified? To me, the most qualified is the totality of all those things, not just one or two of those variables.
Moore says the University of Illinois, with a diverse group of chancellors and provosts, is among the more progressive systems. The university has struggled in recent years, though, with attracting and keeping minority students, especially from lower-income backgrounds. Many of those students depend on federal or state aid, which has been cut in recent years. And as the state also cuts direct funding to the university, the Board of Trustees has voted to raise tuition in the same time period. Despite the many challenges, Killeen says he sees opportunities. He says he loves the public university mission and will be on his own mission to highlight U of I at every turn.
What I would like to bring is to really embellish the narrative, the exciting value proposition of what the University of Illinois is and brings to the state and does for the state and for the population and for economic welfare.
Former President Joseph White says he's confident Killeen will succeed in the job, but hinted at the scope of the challenges he faces.
Well, let me be blunt. You know, Illinois is not for the faint of heart, and by which I mean the state of Illinois. You know, this is really the big leagues when it comes to politics, economics, and so on.
Killeen's training starts after the holidays. His first day in the big leagues is set for July 1st. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.